We're in a very special moment in the Jewish calendar. The moment between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat is a very interesting time. The opinion of Beis Shammai is that the Rosh Hashanah Leilonos have already passed. Because from Rosh Chodesh Shvat already the sap begins to go through the trees. And a tree is already considered reborn. It's a new year already from Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The opinion of Beis Hillel, which we follow, is that Rosh Hashanah Leilonos is Tu B'Shvat. The Gemara tells us that's because that the trees begin to bud already starting from this coming week. I heard from Meiri V'Rabbi Rav Nevensal a beautiful explanation about the Shitos of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And this is consistent with a beautiful gra about another machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And it could very well be that this is going to be the spiritual message of our avoda going towards Tu B'Shvat. The gra points out that in the Mishnah and Brachos, we have the bracha that we make on fire. We say it every Matzah Shabbos. Most people know the bracha, right? What's the bracha? Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. Well, actually, that's the opinion of Beis Hillel. The Mishnah in Brachos has another opinion. The opinion of Beis Shammai. The opinion of Beis Shammai is it's Bora Ma'or Ha'esh. The Gra suggests something absolutely fascinating. A real Chassidish Gra, if you will. The Gra says like this. The Gra says Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, their nekudas hamachlokis is whether you look at potential or whether you look at the present reality in this world. Beis Hillel, we follow Beis Hillel lemaisa because Beis Hillel describes the reality of the world. The reality of the world is that the world has many different types of fire. Boirei ma'orei ha'esh, in the present. But Beis Shammai has the ability to go back in time and capture potential. And it started off, not as many different fires, but started off as described in Sifrei Nistar as one fire, as an oragonus. So according to Beis Shammai, the bracha is Bora Ma'or Ha'esh. In the past, one fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the world with, the Aragonus, that had the potential for all fires. And Beis Hillel, he says that we look at the present. We look at Boirei Ma'orei Ha'esh. That machlokas is the same machlokas also when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. Do you look at the fact that the tree has potential? It has sap? Or do you wait to see the buds that are coming out of the tree? L'chura, Beis Shammai doesn't make as much sense as Beis Hillel. Why would Beis Shammai focus on the potential while Beis Hillel focus on the reality? We should look at what's in front of us. So Rabosai, the answer to this question is the Inyana Diyoma of the Parshios. Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. Rashi starts off, the beginning of Bereishis, Rashi says that really the Torah should have begun with one mitzvah. Which mitzvah? The mitzvah Achodesh Hazelochem. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe be'eretz Mitzrayim. That's how the Torah should have begun. Achodesh, Kiddush Levana. That should be the beginning of the Torah. Asks the Nesiv Shalom. That's how Torah begins? Torah begins with this very obtuse and difficult mitzvah to understand. That is the rules of astronomy according to Jewish law. Says Nesiv Shalom beautifully, Be'eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us the most important rule for a Jew to know. And that's how the Torah should have begun. And that is that no matter how dark it appears, even though the moon is entirely unseen, the potential for Klal Yisrael, even when it's in the Memteh Sharei Tumah, is absolutely fantastic. It's really strange, and Nesiva Shalom points out. Why does it emphasize Be'eretz Mitzrayim Lemar HaKodesh Azalachem? Why would the Torah say Be'eretz Mitzrayim? And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Am Yisrael, even when things seem to be so dark, when we're in the Memteh Sharei Tumah, no. You have the Koach of Chidush. You have the Koach of Ischadshus. In truth, if we looked at our potential, then potential is really the best way to measure what a tree is. Potential is really the best way to measure what fire is. Every fire starts from a place of oragonos. Every tree has a potential for tremendous peros. Shammai says, don't look at what could happen along the way where the branches are going to be cut off. Look at the potential. Look at the potential inside. And that's why, lo'asid lavo, we're going to follow, according to Sifrei Kabbalah, we're going to follow the Shita of Beis Shammai. Because in the future, potential will be reality. The problem is in this world, we don't realize the potential. In this world, we don't realize the potential we could become. La'asid lavo, the potential will become the reality. But unfortunately, says Beis Hillel Nebuch, in this year, what happens? People knock down the branches. They don't realize that there's sap that's coming through. They don't realize if they just wait a little bit longer, the buds and the peros will appear. I've mentioned in the past that the Bali Musa says so beautifully, the Pasuk in Mizbar Shir Liyom HaShabbos says, Tzadik katomar yifrach, a tzadik is like a tamar tree. Urishaim ka'alei esev, and the Rishaim are like grass. The characteristic of a date tree is, and so in the past Talmidim did research, and they said actually a date tree is one of the most unique of the trees in this regard. A date tree, its roots grow very, very, very deep into the ground before you see any fruits. They grow very wide and very, very deep. But it takes a long time to see the fruits. Grass is the opposite. Grass sprouts almost immediately, but its shoreshim are not very deep in the ground. Rabbosai, don't only celebrate the Tu B'Shvat. Recognize there's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. La'asad lavo, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Recognize that there's so much more potential that there is out there and inside of you than anything you might have realized. And you have to dig, and you have to be patient. The Siyata D'Shmaya, the yeshiva, is starting a beautiful thing. And it's revealing to you that you thought you could learn only an hour straight. You could learn 2 hours straight. By the way, I have Kinas Sofrim. I'm jealous of you. I'm jealous that I have so many responsibilities, and because of those so many responsibilities, I justify to myself that I can't learn straight anymore. These are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful years. This is a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to be megala that there's so much more inside of you than you thought that you had. But the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this world work and the world of Ruchnius is that there needs to be, the roots grow very, 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 very deep into the ground before you see the fruits. It takes a tremendous amount of time and effort before good things are going to bear fruit. And you have to hang in there. You have to hang in there. That's what the message of Rosh Chodesh Shvat is. The message is that there are so many kochos that could still come out that you haven't yet tapped into. This applies to the Yachid and applies to the Rabbim, applies to Klal Yisrael. There's a mind-boggling line. When I heard this line, chills went down my spine. When I heard this, it's so, so, so profound about Nitzchius of Klal Yisrael. I heard from Rabbi Peer. Rabbi Peer said that he heard from survivors that they came back. He heard from survivors that Jews, not Jews who survived necessarily, but Jews when they came back do they call, in Yiddish it was called the lagerin. Lagerin means the barracks. When the Jews came back to the barracks, there was one line that they said to each other, not a pasuk, not a maimer chazal, just a simple Yiddish expression that didn't make any sense. That they would say to each other to strengthen each other to survive for another day. And you know what they said? Mirvelin ze oisleben. We're going to outlive them. Now, what did they mean by that? We're going to outlive them. Did they mean that there were that Jew who said Mirvelin ze oisleben, that he was more likely to be living in 1946 than that Nazi tormentor? No. That's not what he meant. What he meant was, we together, we Klal Yisrael, Mivelen Zei Oisleben. We as a unit, as representing Amamleches Kainim V'Goy Kadosh, Mivelen Zei Oisleben. That's the koach of HaChodesh HaZelechem. That's the koach to realize that good, even when good is trampled upon, is murdered, is destroyed, and when Sheker roams the streets and Sheker rules in society and media and so on and so forth, Mivelen Zei Oisleben. We're going to outlive them. Because ultimately truth produces peros and Sheker doesn't last. That's what we represent to the world. That's what we represent as Va'ata Mamlechas Kanim V'Goy Kadosh. And many of the Talmidim recognize that is being part of the Jewish people, but they don't realize that within themselves are a microcosm of all of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael, the kayach of Mivelen Zei Oisleben, the kayach that if a person works hard and perseveres as painful and as hard, as impossible as it seems, every single person could become a tremendous giant in Torah and Mitzvos. No two the same. I'm not promising you that you're going to be, your picture is one day going to be in some Gedolim book, but what I am promising you is that the things that you could become, you absolutely have no idea how great you could become. That you need to put in work, and at times you're not going to see the peros, and it's going to take years, but b'siyata d'shmaya, there are peros. And the peros are fantastic. But believe in yourself. Believe in yourself because HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed in you. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you such a special opportunity, with such special Rabbein, with such a special Mashkiach, with such a special idea that you could push yourself and reveal so much more that's inside, then that means that you can. Not to compare against to anybody else. It has absolutely nothing to do with what anybody else is going to accomplish, but what's inside of you. And that way, every single person could become a tzaddik. There's one more point that I'd like to conclude with. Not only is it the ability to find deep inside the koach of Klal Yisrael, not only the power to be able to see deep inside the koach inside of you, but it's the ability to be able to see a holier existence and a holier world than everybody else sees. The koach of chidush is the ability to pull yourself out in what people see as Mitzrayim and see something holier and something more significant. To live in a higher plane. Many years ago, I mentioned this story. I find this story enchanting. I don't know if you will, but I do. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, towards the end of his life, there was a particular controversy within the Torah community about a particular issue, and Reb Shlomo Zalman refused to take sides on that machlokas. And there was one person who felt very passionately that Reb Shlomo Zalman should take sides. He was convinced his Rebbe told him that one way was right, and he was convinced that Reb Shlomo Zalman just needed a little bit more pushing and he would take sides. So he went over to Reb Shlomo Zalman and he asked him to sign on one side of the controversy. And Reb Shlomo Zalman pushed him off. Reb Shlomo Zalman said to him, you know, by that time Reb Shlomo Zalman was in his late 70s, he said, I'm already an old man and I'm closer to Olam Haba than I am in this world. And in Olam Haba, they don't get involved in these things. Now Reb Shlomo Zalman lived until age 84. he was healthy almost towards the end, until his last couple of weeks. So a few years later, and the controversy still had not subsided, and this fellow sees Reb Shlomo Zalman again. This guy was quite a mechutzef. This time he was at a bris, and there were a lot of people around. And he made an announcement. In front of there were a lot of people who were saying Reb Shlomo Zalman's hand. He screamed out, and he said, "Everybody wants to know the opinion of the Rosh Yeshiva about such and such." Reb Shlomo Zalman had a sharp memory. He remembered this guy. And he said to him, "I told you that I was closer to Olam Haba." The fellow says, "But Baruch Hashem, the Rosh Yeshiva is strong and healthy." He said, "I know." He said, "But wasn't Eliyahu HaNavi here, just here at the Bris? I see, if Eliyahu HaNavi left, then I need to leave and go with him." Rabosai, you could be in a situation where it seems that there's all sheker around you. Where it seems that all there is al hashetach is just strife and pettiness. Or you could live in a different domain. You could live in a domain where you see Eliyahu HaNavi. You could live in a domain of being an Olam Haba. Uvnei Yisrael holchu b'yabosha b'sai chayam. That Klal Yisrael has the ability, every Jew, not just Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, every Jew has the ability that even when he's in the yam, he's in all the turmoil of Gashmias, all the turmoil of Sheker, he could be in a different world. And Beis Shammai teaches us that. Beis Shammai teaches us that you have the ability to go deeper and find the place that's Olam Haba, even if you're surrounded by a place of Sheker. Kosh Baruch Hu should give us a Sata Shemaya, Parshas B'Shalach, to be able to feel B'dei Yisrael Holchu B'Yabosha B'Sai Chayom. That Kosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to dig deep inside in this tremendous opportunity and start revealing. It's only going to start. There's so much more. The Peros you're not going to see right away. Your first year, your second year in Yeshiva, no way. Mir Tzeshem, you'll start seeing a lot of them in 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and 30 years from now. If now you put in that hard work and recognize that Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and recognize that the bracha Borah Ma'orah Eish tells us that we have to look way beyond that which it seems to, there seems to be on the surface. A good Shabbos.